Hello, this is Joseph Tame in central Tokyo. It's 6 minutes past one in the morning on the 28th of March 2011, and I am looking out across Tokyo, a view of Shinjuku with all the red lights blinking on the top of the skyscrapers in the government district, the skyscraper district. We've got Tokyo Tower blinking away down there and a lot of other buildings. It's very quiet. Pretty dark where we are, perhaps because of the power cuts or the attempts to cut down on power usage. We've got the Imperial Palace over to my left and Tokyo Dome over to my right. The extraordinary thing is I'm actually seeing all this from my home. We just moved house today and I wanted to record this not to boast about where we're living, which by Tokyo standards is pretty damn cool, but because I think this is a real turning point for us and I want to mark the occasion. This place is over twice the size of our previous apartment. We have huge balconies on two sides of the building. We're facing southwest and northwest, and I have my own office, finally, and a lovely Japanese bedroom, as I said before, a much bigger bath. We can do things like, I can do this, talk here now, and not disturb Satoko, who might be in the bedroom. Never been possible before. We've moved all our stuff in, and yet the largest room in the house still remains basically empty, apart from a table and a piano, which we didn't have before. We couldn't fit it in the house. It's just amazing. It also has central heating. You can plug these portable radiators into the wall. There's like these hot water outlets around the house just for the radiators. Never knew that existed before. I'm really looking forward to doing gardening, having a roof garden, having some greenery up here, inviting friends round, having friends to stay. We've already got one person booked in for later this month. We have a spare room, a guest room, that they can use, no problem. And the guest room is pretty damn groovy with a good view of Shinjuku and Tokyo Dome. And there's all sorts of just, I don't know, it's the little things. It's being able to walk around, and I keep on walking into the wrong room because I'm used to living in a house which is basically one room, or perhaps when you slide the doors across it's two rooms. So I'm not used to having a house with more than one room, and I keep on walking into the wrong one. The cupboards are amazing. Huge. I had such fun today just sorting out the cupboard, and still plenty of space in them, which is great. The toilet is very cute, and at our previous house, when you sat on the toilet, your knees would hit the wall in front of you, which wasn't very cool. And it's wonderful to be able to do things like, this is where the real otaku nerd comes out in me. It's wonderful to be able to do things like say, okay, this drawer is for Apple chargers and cables. Yes, only Apple iPads and iPhone chargers and cables. That excites me. Before now, everything's had to be crammed into the same drawer, and it's been a bit of a nightmare. But I can now spread out. I can put my really have everything really well organized. And the point to this is that it really sets us free to explore our full potential. And I hadn't really thought that a house could do that, but there is a genuine feeling. I have this genuine feel of excitement that having the space to breathe, because we were so crammed in before, I just felt constrained. So I'm really excited about taking this big breath, and it's going to be fun. Anyway, sorry for the ramble, but it's quite a special day for us, so I thought I'd record it. Okay, you take care wherever you are, and look forward to seeing you here. Bye-bye.